of 1977. God began to speak to me, and I sort of went off into a little sleep, and I saw Bishop Mason walk in the room, my bedroom. Now, mind you, the man died in 1971. I was 1961. I was born 1953. He came to San Diego once, and I wasn't even 10 years old. I might have been 6 or 7. I don't remember the year he came. So I saw him, and the place was so packed, they took, as soon as he walked in, they took all the children out. So I just had a very slight glance of him. They took the children out so the adults could see, sit. That's all I saw of Bishop Mason. But I heard him pray. I heard that album when I was a little boy. It was in 78. My mom and dad had it in our home. Now they've come out with various cassettes. But I heard it just before my grandmother died. I used to get up every morning at 9 o'clock. Every morning early before the bus came to get us. And go into the den. And I would dress in the den with an electric heater in the country. And listen to him pray and Mahalia Jackson sing. I dreamed that I went to a city called heaven. Shirley Caesar was singing, and we'll go sweeping through. That's it. All those, those little 45s. I was listening to all that music. And I'd leave my den and run across. Sometimes I'd be in there so overcome with weeping. And I'm telling you, a 9-year-old boy, I'd be so overcome with weeping till I'd forget to go to the bus stop. The bus would come down to where our house was on the corner and toot the horn. And I'd run out there with my eyes puffy and red. And I told them kids I got a whipping because I didn't want them to know I was praying. Isn't that something? Well, in 1977, he walked in my room at the close of the day, sat on the foot of my bed in this dream, and he spoke to me all night long. And early in the morning, just before the sun arose, he got up and quietly walked out. And just as he disappeared through the doorway, he turned to me and he made this statement. Remind the saints of the hope. And I woke up out of my sleep. And that's the only thing I remember him saying. I don't know what else he said. But I remember him saying, remind the saints of the hope. All of these songs that we're singing. We're dealing with a generation, listen to me clearly, who is coming out of Egypt, wandering in the wilderness. Many wilderness wanderers will not enter the land of promise. They don't understand the music. They don't understand the style. They don't understand the culture. And God is concerned about them, that element of the saints. He said, remind them of the hope. Because they feel lost. Many of their great leaders have passed away. Those old bishops and preachers and state mamas and district missionaries and praying mamas, they're all gone. And if they were here, they would not understand a lot of what's going on today. Many of them are depressed and weary. So the Lord said, remind the saints of the hope. He spoke that through that dream. But I believe God is using these songs and the spirit in these songs, most of whose authors we cannot find, these songs, to remind that little mama that all she knows how to do is groan. She's not going to understand Greek and Hebrew. She's not going to understand this new theology, this liberation theology. She's not going to understand a Kirk Franklin song. And she might not even understand some of Fred's songs. She might not understand some of Alvin's songs and some of the new songs that we all enjoy so much. They don't relate to it all together. So we reach back and just hold their hand. They won't cross over. They're not ready to go over. They're not ready for war. They still have a slave mentality because they were slaves and they prayed us through. They were midwives to this generation. Are you hearing me? It's only becoming clearer to me now what God meant when he said through that vision and vision with Bishop Mason, remind the saints of the hope. Nudge somebody and say, I'm here to remind you of the hope. All is not lost. Your best days are yet to come. Hallelujah. So we had to sing songs like this. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. You ever heard that one? God bless you. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. He'll make a way for me and for you. The Lord will see you safely through. I know the Lord. I think he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Look at somebody and say, he's singing that one for me. Come on. Say, that's my song. And I know the Lord will make a way. Take us all the way back to the '60s. Oh, yes, yes, he will.
Music in my ears. So do you see more of a trend where people are leaving their jobs, those traditional 9 to 5 hours, and doing their own thing?
No, it's definitely bigger than that.
Big news. In this video, I'm going to show you how to start your own small company without having to move, quit your job, or pursue an advanced degree. My name is Jeff Lerner, and in this video, I'm going to show you how to start your own small business from anywhere in the world with just a laptop and an internet connection. You don't need any prior experience, and you can do it all while keeping your day job. Sounds too good to be true? Well, stick around. And I'll prove it to you. I've been in the online world since 2008, and I've generated over $50 million in personal income on the internet. Now, I didn't rent a Lamborghini for this video. I don't drive a Lamborghini. I have 4 kids. It would not be practical. But I have made this money, and you can look me up online. My name's Jeff Lerner. Just Google me. My story is verified all over the internet. Back in 2008, when I got started, I was a broke, out-of-work piano player because I'd actually hurt my hand. But even when I was a working piano player, I never even made more than $40,000 a year. It was a really hard life. Now, obviously, $50 million later, life is extremely different. So what did I do? What are the specific mechanical steps that I took to create that kind of change, to go from completely broke to a successful online business owner? Well, I am going to answer all of your questions, and I'm going to reveal the exact methods that I use and that average people are using to become millionaires. Now, despite all the hype, despite all the flashy videos you see on the internet, and all the people talking about the latest and greatest hot new thing, the truth is internet business really hasn't changed that much. And the things I was doing back in 2008 are still the same things that I do right now and that work today. And you don't need some fancy new on-trend technique that's just going to fizzle out. You need these powerful, timeless techniques that can completely transform your life 10 years ago, now, and 10 years from now. And for the first time ever, I'm sharing the secret to my success with everyone for free in a brand new book called The Millionaire Shortcut. And I'm not going to do this forever, but for right now, it is 100%.
Morgan, say amen.
Well, if you don't want to enjoy your $10, that's your business. You can rest on a cushion of confidence. When he lifts you, the devil himself may as well go on vacation. There is lifting for you.
Thank you. Go do this to clear out stuck poop fast. Fiber helps you poop, right?
Do it just temporary. Through is just temporary. those of you that know what I'm talking about, touch somebody next to you and tell them, if I were you, I'd hang on in there. It's going to be all right after a while. Yeah, listen. I will say, don't worry about me, cause God is a lifting. I just want to sing a song that'll give you a little hope. That whatever you might have to go through, whatever you've been through, and whatever you're going through now, it's just temporary. You know what you got to learn how to do? You got to learn how to stay in the midst of every condition. You got to learn how to say all is well. I wish you'd turn to somebody, whether they want you to tell them or not, and tell them all is well. Yes, it is. Through a sickness, that is lifting. I was talking to a young man tonight who came to this musical, haven't been in the church in 2 years, been strung out on drugs. And he said, Reverend, I'm shaking it off. Well, you couldn't have come to a better place for a shake off. Hallelujah. has lifted. Then I would say no matter where I am, God is lifting. Can you just say that with me? Come on. Song. I want you to stay with us to the end. You've been fantastic tonight. I just wanted to take this moment to say to my choir, God bless you. We've come through a lot together with one desire, and that was to minister in song. That's what you can do when you've been lifted. Thank you. Well, I got something to shout about.
Thank you.
do me one more favor. I'm going to leave you alone. Do me one more favor. I'm going to let you go. But somebody that know what I'm talking about, just punch somebody next to you and tell them, but I get a blessing every day. I love him tonight. I love him tonight. I love him tonight. With all my heart, with all my soul, and all my strength. I love him because he first loved me. I love him because he purchased my salvation.
way back on Calvary. And I say this all the time. I'm on my way to heaven, enjoying the trip. I'm having a good trip. And wouldn't take nothing. Oh, my God. I wonder, have you ever found the need when you were burdened and there might have been people around you, but nobody that you could talk to? Has there ever been a time like when everybody in the house was asleep? And because of the need in your life, you found yourself talking to God. Now you know there's one trend of thought that God don't hear you and God don't talk back. But I know that's not right. I talked to him this morning. And sometimes you have to be still and know. Hello, anybody here feel like talking back to me? Sometimes mama's there, father's there, husband, wife is there, children around, but you can't talk to them because they don't understand the situation. You can't talk to friends because they mean well, but they just have a gossiping nature. Before you can hang up, your good friend called his good friend. Then his good friend called his other friend. And when it gets back to you, you're crushed. Sometimes you just have to deal with Lord in the stillness of your life.